Hey, this is Donna Stott with Your Coaching Matters, bringing you our October 3rd, 2016 Monday Mindset. Coach Donna Fleetwood's going to be bringing us a fantastic call today on strategies for successful living with examples. I love that. So Donna, take it away. And for
Thank
those
you.
Of you that may have noise, go ahead and mute yourself, and you can unmute yourself, *6, or use the little mute button if you're managing it online.
Great. Well, thanks everybody for being on the call. And one of the things that I study a lot with neurolinguistic programming is how people run their strategies. And it's really useful for us in business to observe how we run our strategies, as well as observe how our buyers and sellers run their strategy. So let me just do a little brief explanation of what a strategy is. A strategy is a system of beliefs and thoughts and actions that we do basically on a pretty unconscious level sometimes, and we don't even realize that we're running a strategy, and our buyers and sellers don't realize that we're running a strategy. We are creatures of habit, and our lives follow a pattern or a strategy that we have used in the past, that we pack up and take with us wherever we go. So whether I'm in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, or in Atlanta, Georgia, I will often bring the same strategy with me. For instance, the strategy of how I wake up in the morning, how I go into the bathroom and I drink a glass of water and I brush my teeth. So that strategy gets packed up and gets taken with me wherever I go. So I want to also give you some specific examples of strategies today for you to look at that you might recognize in yourself, or you might have seen another agent using a strategy like this. So think of an agent that says to their office mate, I just want to tell you that I'm not making enough money here, so I've decided to change companies. Anybody ever heard that conversation or had that conversation themselves?
Yes.
I hear that. All the time.
Yes. Or maybe they say, well, I don't like the way the office is running. I'm going to go over to XYZ Realty where they promised me a new development, right?
Typical, that one too.
Typical thing we hear in real estate, yes. That's a strategy, whether it was you having the conversation or whether you heard somebody else having the conversation. And perhaps this is not the first time the agent has jumped companies, because we all know agents that jump companies in a strategy of trying to make more money. When we, goes without saying, there are more helpful ways to do that. Or it might be someone that is constantly complaining about their office. And, that's become a strategy. So it's that sequence of thoughts and behaviors based on a set of beliefs and a sense of self. And once we're aware of what we're doing when things are going well, we have some choices to repeat that strategy. Once we realize what we're doing when things aren't going well, we also have choices. We oftentimes aren't actually even aware that we're doing it. Again, it occurs on an unconscious level. So here's another example. Agent John is concerned because he's frustrated with many of his clients. Anybody ever have that happen? The cycle of being frustrated with your clients. He says that he treats clients with respect and courtesy at all times as long as they're nice to him. I think everybody's had this thought process go on, right? My clients are so difficult right now, but I'm a good person. I treat them really well when they're nice to me. So he knows ideally that he wants to be good with everyone, because that matches his standards of integrity and because it just makes good business sense. So when someone's running a strategy, there's also a physiology that goes along with it, as well as a language that goes along with it. So when John's talking about the clients that he treats with respect, he would look at you directly when he's telling you that and refer to himself as I. He might say something like, well, I treat my clients with respect. And when he's talking about the difficult people, he may use words like you or one. He might say something like, if you knew my clients, you'd understand that I'm just frustrated. Or one of my clients is really frustrating. So he might also, when talking about these difficult clients, be pointing out here somewhere, because the difficult clients are out there and the clients that he loves are right here. And that's just a generalization, but everybody has their own strategy that also involves their sight, their hearing, and their feelings. So again, how do we know what our strategy is, and how can we unpack that for ourselves? Well, one of the ways we do it is just simply by kind of breaking down our day and our results with our outcomes. You know, if our outcomes are not in alignment with our life's intentions and what we really want in our life, then we can look at the strategy that created that, and we can really break it down into small steps. And of course, your coach can help you do that. Every move, every gesture, and every speech pattern reveals the patterns we run in our life as a whole. This agent John has a pattern for dealing with people he likes and people he doesn't like. One of the things to look at is, are your strategies productive for your business, or are they not productive? If we are to grow, we have to look at where our strategies are productive in bringing us closer to what we really want. So if an agent is thinking about jumping companies, if the grass is really greener, then jumping to another company would be productive. If switching real estate companies is a common occurrence, then starting over yet again may not be productive. Or if John is frustrated with some of his clients, would it be a more productive strategy to learn how to accept them? Or is he getting a payoff for being frustrated? One of the things that we believe in neurolinguistic programming, or NLP, is that every behavior has a positive intention. So if the agent is switching companies often, it's not that that behavior is bad. Internally, that behavior has a positive intention for that agent, and that positive intention is, hey, I'm going to like wing you out of here so maybe you can make some more money. Or, you know, I'm going to, you know, the unconscious mind is looking for ways to find a solution to that problem. So whatever's occurring, it's not good or bad. It's just something worth looking at to see if you are getting the well-defined outcome that you're hoping for. So I'll give you an analogy for this. A well has a rope to lower and raise a bucket. If you can imagine, you've got a really deep stone well in your yard, and every day for many, many years, that bucket was raised and lowered with that same rope. And that rope has cut a groove into the side of the well. So really, there's only one place for that rope to go when you're raising and lowering your water. That rope is going to stay in the groove. It would be difficult to position the rope in any other way. It naturally defaults to the groove. So again, the person that jumps companies when they're feeling like they don't have enough business, their belief system defaults to the groove. For the agent that feels like they're frustrated with their clients, the default is always going to go into the groove, and they're going to have that same behavior and that same conversation over and over and over again. So rather than always default to the groove, it's good to really look around at, you know, to be very observant and conscious of where that choice is. And how can you change where the rope goes? Because you have to do that gradually. We talk about small, sweet steps. You have to take that rope and move it a little bit to get it out of the groove. It's hard to take that rope and move the whole thing over because there's no groove there for it to go in. So day by day, you change the position of the rope so that it creates a new groove and gets out of that deep default groove. So that's one of the ways that coaches can help you is looking at where you're in these default strategies and how you can get out of them. So one of the things that you can help one of the things that's going to help you look at your strategy is some what I call thought provokers. Look at how you get up in the morning. Who's got a strategy for getting up in the morning? Conscious or unconscious? Okay, Mike, what do you do when you get up?
Usually I wake up 3 minutes before the alarm goes off. I don't know why. Whatever time I set it for, I wake up 3 minutes before the alarm goes off. I sit up, and I can't yell it out loud, but I pump my arm, and I go, yes, yes, yes. And that gives me the energy to continue getting out of bed and go do my workout.
Okay, great. That's a strategy. So Mike does that pretty much on an unconscious level, although he broke it down and unpacked it into these small steps so that we can all model his strategy, and it works for him, so it might work for us. Who else has a strategy when they get up in the morning? Anybody brush their teeth?
Yes, I brush my teeth.
Does anybody lie in bed for an extra 5, 10, 15 minutes?
I listen to a meditation.
To a meditation. Okay,
sometimes
great.
I do stretches. Sometimes I do stretches.
Sometimes you do stretches.
In the bed.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else have a strategy?
I make breakfast. Make coffee.
Make breakfast. Mm-hmm. Make coffee. Yeah.
So, wake up myself.
Good. One of the things to look at with a strategy is when you open your eyes in the morning, what are your first thoughts? Because it really starts with the unconscious mind and what you're thinking that causes you to go into the action that becomes the groove in the rope in the well. So one of the functions of being a more mature business person and a more mature person in general is that we consciously create a beautiful conversation in the morning versus one that might be small and limiting. So when we're talking about a strategy, we want to observe what you're looking at, what you're hearing both internally and externally when you wake up, as well as what you might be feeling when you wake up. Because oftentimes we let our mind open up in what I would call a promiscuous way when we wake up, right? It's just going all kinds of directions and blah, 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 blah. And, this is what I got going on today and how am I going to do this, da, 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 da. But if you can have a strategy that as soon as you open your eyes, you say something to yourself like, I'm going to turn today into a beautiful conversation. And of course, meditation helps with that. It's a choice, but the strategy can get broken down into these really small pieces where you can really understand better, how you're running your show. So it's not just that you get up and brush your teeth and you make breakfast. You have a whole world that occurs around that when you wake up, that becomes a strategy, and your thoughts can go into this groove that's either a beautiful place or it's a place that shrinks due to fear or some other things that could come up. So who has a strategy for lead generation?
Well, live prospecting worked for a lot of people last week, last month.
Well, good. Tell us about that for the people that weren't on live prospecting.
Oh my gosh. We only had sometimes two or three, I think as many as five or six people who joined us for live prospecting. But I will tell you, it was extremely effective. Just about every single person got an appointment, got some leads, and had some fun with other people on the line. I think I heard Daniel's voice earlier. Daniel, you've done it a couple of times. Do you want to say anything about it?
Yes, I, and in the second week that I did it, I spent the first 45 minutes doing expired, and I think everyone could see in my face that I wasn't enjoying that and it wasn't going well. And, cause I saw some motivating comments in the chat room. So then I switched over to my sphere of past clients. And, in my first two calls, to my sphere. One of them basically said that he'll be ready to list his house in January, and he's already started the process of looking for his next place online. So I'm working with him on that. And that was actually the second call I made. The first call I made, I spoke to someone, told her about a new condo listing I had nearby, if she knew of anyone interested. And I ended up a few days later, she wrote, it's under contract now with that person that I called. She's buying the condo, and she listed her house also because she's downsizing, and we accepted an offer on that over the weekend. So two pending deals, and the condo, basically, I've got both sides of the condo, and on her house,
so
I got it listed.
Like four sides, yeah, three sides at least from that. Excellent. And it's just a matter of you know, we could tell Daniel wasn't having fun because we were looking at his face. And he switched strategies and had immediate success, you know. So doing this with someone is so motivating and so inspiring and so encouraging. Rather than just quit prospecting at all because we had a time frame we were working in, Daniel just changed it to something else for the rest and had great success.
Yeah, that's such a great example of changing a strategy. My guess is Daniel had a default strategy that he went to before he started with you on the live prospecting. And the thing about a container where there's other people supporting you is there's a well-formed outcome that, you know, you go into that seeking an outcome from it, and that's just a beautiful example. Is that going to happen again, Donna? The live prospecting?
Well, you know, I posted something on the Facebook page and said, hey, I'd like to get 15 or 20 of you to commit to doing it. Last time I checked, there was nobody committed. So you know, I'm willing to commit if we get a good group of people who are willing to commit. So, you know, do it on your own if you want. That is totally, totally great and obviously ideal if you can do that. For those of you that need some support, we've got to get a group that's going to commit.
I'll commit. I did
it
on Facebook, but I'll go there and I'll check in there.
Yeah, check it.
Yeah, if you could just pull in the number of deals that Daniel did, I mean, really, wouldn't it be worth changing the way your rope goes down the well?
Yeah.
Yeah. Create a new groove.
Get into the new groove, as Madonna said.
Get into the new groove. Who else has a strategy for preparing for lead generation? Anybody set an alarm? Anybody start at a certain time?
I have an email that comes to myself every day at 8 o'clock, and it says, do your FSBOs.
Okay. That's great. Who else has something in the way of a strategy? Or are you just doing it randomly? I mean, that's a default choice sometimes. Random. Benita, thanks for being honest, Benita. Thanks for being honest. And who else has a strategy for lead generation?
I have a VA that sends emails out to new, expired, and FSBOs as they hit the market every morning.
Great. Well, would it be useful to have a very specific strategy for lead generation that started with your mindset? And, you know, this is not always about doing. It's not like creating a to-do list, like right now I'm going to listen to a motivational tape for 5 minutes before I start lead generation. It may just be that you're declaring what your well-formed outcome for that day is going to be. That you get yourself in a mental state where you have a lot of high energy. I mean, you can create a strategy for having high energy. You know, that's one of the things that we want to maintain with a strategy. Anybody have a strategy for maintaining their energy?
Yes, taking dance breaks.
Yay!
Dance breaks, great. Great. Anybody else have a strategy for maintaining their energy throughout the day? This So it seems like it might be useful for everyone to look at what some of their strategies are with their coach. Because again, a lot of this kind of occurs on an unconscious level versus me asking you what you do. If we were to have you all on video like this and we were all watching each other, like Donna did on the live prospecting, it would be clear who's got a strategy for high energy and how they're doing that. It would be clear who's got a strategy for calling on the phone and how they're doing that. It would be clear who knows what to say when they get on the phone. So one of the things that you can probably request is that we do, a live call with you so we can watch you. Donna, did you find that useful in live prospecting to see?
Yeah, we were not listening to each other because that would have been really kind of crazy to have everybody's mm-hmm. voices going on at once. We were watching each other and using the chat, but it was amazing what you could just pick up from watching people's faces and movements and thumbs up and cheers and thumbs down and, like we were paying attention to Daniel wasn't having any fun. It was clear what was going on there. So there's something about video, and I'm going to be talking about that in a couple of weeks on a skills call. There's something about video that changes everything. And I think that we can use that to our advantage as real estate salespeople if we're willing.
Mm-hmm.
It does mean getting up and getting dressed and looking good and being willing. It does mean paying attention to what's in your background where you have video. It does mean being a little vulnerable, right? Allowing the winds of life to blow here. And so it's new. It takes some courage, but I think it's huge. I have a video conference with somebody this afternoon that I normally would just have a call, a phone call with, but we're doing a video conference because I'm stepping into this realm in a big way to make a difference, make a bigger difference in people's lives.
Yeah. So who's on the call right now and they can see everybody's faces and agrees that video might be one way to step out of your comfort zone and develop a new strategy?
I see John. Yay. I see Ann Pauline. I see Mike. I see Donna Fleetwood. I see Ray. Those are the people who had the ability or the courage to turn the video on today. So good for you.
I'm here, Donna, but I cannot do video. You guys would not want to see me right now.
It's early in the morning on the West Coast, right?
So it
makes a difference. Really makes a difference.
Donna, a quick comment is Donna Stott and I have obviously gotten into video with the Zoom, and I went and bought a new monitor, and I'm playing today. Usually I look over here on my little 15-inch laptop, but now I have a beautiful 27-inch monitor, and this whole video screen, it's like having a whole addition put onto your house. And the monitor was under $500 for a 27-inch monitor that works with my Macintosh PowerBook. It's a beautiful Dell monitor. Dell is doing such a good job that Macintosh, Apple, has stopped manufacturing monitors now. So
they cost about twice as much. Mine was
they cost three
as
times
much.
As much. So those of you that have been waiting, you can get a Dell monitor for under $200. 24 inches, get more screen space. You'll be amazed at your productivity going up.
I think at least three or four of my coaching clients in the last year have gotten a second monitor, and they, every single one of them, say the same thing. It's made a huge difference in the way they're doing their business and their productivity. So highly encouraged.
And that itself is a strategy.
It is.
It changes things. So yeah, let us help you observe what your strategies are. Let us help you get out of your comfort zone and not automatically go to the default, where the rope always goes into the well. Let us help you get a strategy for building your energy up. Let us help you get a strategy for knowing the positive outcome that you want every day. I mean, we have Monday mindset because this job is so mental. It really is. It is so mental. And that's where it starts. Any questions? Anybody willing to look at a strategy that they have?
Yeah, what sort of strategies do you guys have?
If you were to look, you know, I have developed this little habit of, like, I want to take a 15-minute nap when I get home. And that's okay. That, you know, there's no right or wrong with that. You know, I rest my brain. But I realize that I've gotten in the groove of that now, so that as soon as I get home, the first thing I want to do is shut my eyes and take a 15-minute nap. So one thing for me to look at is if I want to unpack that strategy, and if that is really a useful, productive thing for me, and it may be, but understanding that that's part of my strategy and looking at that, you know, helps me understand where I might be having a gap in productivity, or that nap may be just what I need. It's something to understand and to look at.
And Pauline put into the chat, I need a strategy to get back to the gym.
Yes. Yes.
I have one. Carry a gym bag in your car at all times.
Then you one of the
things with changing a strategy is that when you can change the picture of what you are and what you want, then suddenly, just like Daniel changed the picture around his lead generation from being on the live prospecting, when you can change the picture and associate with it and put yourself in that picture with all the sounds and the emotions of it and have support, then, you know, that can help you create the strategy.
Absolutely.
Anybody else have a strategy that you want to work at? Many times it's just taking that first small, sweet step. And accountability.
I love that small, sweet step of just putting the gym bag ready to go in the car. Or, mm-hmm. Benita said, just putting my tennis shoes in the car. Right.
And tell everybody you're going to do it, because the more people you tell, the more accountable you'll be.
So. Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, I know we're almost done. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Right. I need to walk 5,800 steps today, because that's what I committed to my partner right here. I don't know if you guys can see. I'm pointing at Donna Fleetwood. And so I wore Birkenstocks today, so that I can get more steps in than I would be if I were wearing a different kind of shoe. So it was a strategy, you know, what shoes I put on this morning.
And she makes that commitment almost every day. So that's become now the new place where the rope goes into the well.
Yeah,
that groove's getting deeper and deeper every day she commits to that.
And she loves it when I say after dinner, do you need more steps? Yes.
That's called getting support. Thank goodness my husband is supporting me.
She doesn't say it when we get to the hill.
John, I just realized I developed a strategy and I didn't even realize that's what I was doing. I want to make sure that I keep door knocking 3 days a week in my farm. So I went and made a uniform that matched my logo. I went and bought uniforms. And so for the last 2 days of last week, I put on my uniform. So
cool.
Keeping me
that is excellent.
Because that's what I wear, you know, when I
come. Oh, it's beautiful. I mean.
Awesome.
I don't know if you all can see my shirt.
He had uniforms made too, Northwest
they're
Atlanta
Nike,
Properties.
They're Nike, nice Nike or Izod shirts. And they have the logo on it, and I have like 20 of them, and so I don't have to worry about what to wear in the morning. I have short sleeves and long sleeves and dress shirts and a t-shirt even. It just makes it easy. I always wear Northwest Atlanta Properties. And, by the way, last week I had two people say, what is that? And I say, well, we own a real estate company. And they said, oh, I want to buy a house in about a year. So I got two leads just from wearing my shirt.
I got stuck in an elevator yesterday and got a lead.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's a strategy you want to repeat, but
No. But it worked.
But it worked, yeah. So the idea of having a uniform, you know, certainly creates the strategy of, okay, I'm ready to work. I'm putting my uniform on. I love that you door knock with a uniform. Very cool.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Good job.
Well, we're running a little bit over, and certainly hope you guys got some ideas on ways to look at your strategy and ask your coach for support.
Thank you, Donna Fleawood. Excellent job. Here, as
Thank
I do
you,
in live prospecting. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.